Hello everyone, welcome back to Imaze on Stream podcast series with me, Amr from EWA team. And today I have a guest from Awesome, one of our partners, Alexei. Do I pronounce it correctly? Actually, I just wonder that.
You pronounced it excellent.
Perfect, good to hear. And we will be talking about accounting and also cash flow. And I would love to welcome Alexei. First of all, thank you for joining us here today.
Thanks for inviting us. Great to be here.
Yeah. It's so nice to have you here. So like in general, I love talking about how to smooth the lives of business owners, because most of the people would love to have their own businesses. But it's like when you have your own business, it requires a lot of effort in any kind. And that's why there are other businesses who help the business owners. And Awesome has that mindset to help the business owners in accounting. That's why, could you tell us a little bit about the Awesome and also what is the problem that you solve for your customers?
Yeah, definitely. And I love that you've started with the mindset of trying to help the entrepreneurs, because that's like the one of the biggest reasons that I've joined Awesome, because this allowed me to help entrepreneurs to create new businesses, to grow their businesses. And there is not many things as fulfilling as looking how the small businesses are growing thanks for the help of the products that you are building. So that's super great feeling, and that's something that we also had in mind at Awesome. Awesome is a financial back office for small business owners, right? And we provide accounting and bookkeeping services as well as analytic services. And we do it slightly differently compared to other software providers that you can find on the market, because we are what it's called now, SaaS with human in the loop, translated into like plain English. We have like accountants working for us. So we provide small business owners not only with the software, with the platform that allows them to like automate a lot of the financial admin, but also with like human accountants and bookkeepers who are there for them to help out on parts of the process that has not been yet automated, and to give advice as well how to best grow their e-commerce businesses. So that's about the product that we are building and providing. Started out in Singapore 4 years ago already. We now are operational in Singapore, Hong Kong, and in the UK. We have more than 7,000 clients globally. And over the last year, our focus shifted significantly into e-commerce segment, and we now I think we are now like one of the few of the dedicated e-commerce financial back office providers on the market.
Yeah, sounds great. Do you like be thinking of expanding to all over Europe in future, or like in the US? Maybe I just couldn't catch that part. You're in Singapore and the other countries, but I haven't heard of
Singapore, Hong Kong, and in the UK at the moment. I think we have quite a bit of work to do in the UK still before we move to the other countries. Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
But
maybe.
Definitely. Look, I would say that anyone who tells you that they don't want to expand globally, I'm not sure that they are telling the truth.
Okay.
Well, of course, someday we want to be everywhere. But for now, yeah, the UK, Singapore, and Hong Kong are our focus.
Okay, so you just want to make it quality when you make it, as I understand.
Definitely.
Cool. So, you have already talked about it a little, but I also want to know, as exactly what Awesome brings into the play as new. Well, how you differentiate yourself from the others in the market.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that you are a small business owner, right? And you've started your Shopify store, and like maybe you are selling something on Shopify and you are selling something on Amazon, right? Mm-hmm. And now one of the things that you have to do, but probably hate doing, is to consolidate all the financial data, all your transactions, all your sales transactions, inventory data, Amazon fees, put it into the accounting software, right? Put correct VAT numbers to each of the line items, then like compile the VAT returns, then like file the VAT returns and corporation tax returns with HMRC, then try to make sense of the data that you've just like put in. And you have to do it like by yourself, and you're not an accountant, like you've started the business to, you know, provide something, some products to the customers, not to the accountant. And now imagine that, like, if you go to Amazon, like, and you first, you need to figure out which report to download, then like you download this report, you put it into the Excel sheet, you need to separate like Amazon fees, advertising fees, FBA fees into different component parts, separate sales from Amazon fees. Now you need to put correct account number to each of the transaction value, and then you need to put the like VAT rate to each of the transactions, right? And now just to add into the mix, as if that part was not enough, Amazon only, as I'm pretty sure you know, sends like half of the money that you earned for the previous like 2 weeks, and then like half of the money they keep in bond. So like after all of this like funny exercises, you need to now reconcile like the data with Amazon, which not always correct, as I'm pretty sure most of our listeners know. So that's what it looked like basically. That's what it looked like if you don't employ any other services. Of course, there are DIY solutions on the market that allow you to automate part of the processes. There are like tools that you can connect to Amazon and then like to put into like Xero, QuickBooks. But again, like if you try to sign up for those tools, you will be amazed by the all the next step that you have to do and all the, you know, accounting and taxation courses that you would have to learn in order to set them up correctly. So we think that small business owners shouldn't be doing any of that, right? We think that the entrepreneurs are there to provide good service and good product to their customers, grow their businesses, build their teams, like do the value-added processes. So all of the steps that I mentioned, we take care of it, right? So once you sign up with Awesome, we connect your like Shopify store, we connect your Amazon store, we connect your we've recently released the integration with Square, and we automatically fetch all the transactions data from all of those sources. We automatically separate them into the like component parts, into the like platform fees, FBA fees, sales, refunds, gift cards, like all of those components. We assign correct tax numbers. We put everything into accounting systems, accounting ledger, right? And then we also fetch your purchase invoices. We digitalize them and we make it easier for you to basically navigate the invoice management, right? And then on top of it, we have our accountants who are looking at each step of the processes, like everything is correct, and the like robots were like doing most of the job are doing the job correctly, and the correct taxes are allocated to correct transactions, etc., etc. So there are several layers of quality control, but like a lot of processes are automated. That's and then obviously we are submitting the like tax returns, etc., right? That's about the compliance part. Now what we think the accounting industry is missing is all the help that the accountants can provide to the small business owners. If you look at the like typical accounting service now at the moment, right, you'll see that accountants frequently limiting themselves to the compliance only part of the business, right? Mm-hmm. So we are trying to take the next step, right? And since we already have your financial data, we can help you out to make better business decisions, right? So we now provide the sales analytics, we fetch the data from all your sales platforms, and then we show you what are the trends across the platforms, what are the trends for different products, what are the trends across different countries. And we are developing like more complicated analytics tools, like going forward, our customers will see more and more. So our goal is to become financial back office for small e-commerce businesses, so that like you can not only sort out your compliance part, but also we can help you out to make good business decisions thanks to the data that we have.
Oh, sounds great, actually. So basically, if I'm not mistaken, you get rid of the most of the manual like paperwork part for the businesses, and also you decreases the possibility of making any mistakes in the accounting process, and also you're just giving an opportunity to like have a new perspective on business decisions. Like, so you're not seeing accounting just as a task to do, but it is also a support point for the businesses to improve their future actions that they will take in their business decisions, right?
That's perfect 30 second summary of like what I've been trying to tell in 10 minutes. Good, thanks.
Yeah, great. Like that sounds great. If I was the owner of a small business, I would definitely take it, to be honest. And I also want to talk about like what are the top three accounting processes that businesses need to take immediately, like without waiting. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a story. We've done a survey with YouGov recently, and we found out that more than 50% of the businesses are still managing their like financial paperwork out of like paper receipts and invoices, like in Shoebox or like wherever else, right? So that's the reality that we are facing, right? And that's after, like if you Google like accounting automation or like similar statements, then you'll see that many years ago, like starting from maybe 2015, we've been promised that the accounting will be like automated and like there are going to be no manual work, et cetera, right? And now like where we are, still where we've been like in 2015. So when I look at the statistics, like one of the first thing that I like to point out to small business owners is that there is a better way, right? Again, according to the same survey, on average, the business owner spent close to 8 hours a week doing the financial admin, right? And I'm pretty sure you have like something more interesting to do in this like 8 hours a week. Hence, urge you to try to search for a better solution for your financial admin, right? Mm-hmm. It may be awesome, it may be something else, but like there are tools available that can simplify your life. Just it's usually the finances, the area where you got it somehow working, right? And then like you just don't want to touch it because like it works and it's scary, and like if I start, you know, implementing some more tools, maybe it will not work, and maybe like I will not send correct tax returns, etc. But again, like there are tools available that will help you out with this manual admin, right? That's the first one. The second one, what we see is a lot of businesses are missing one very important area of accounting and bookkeeping, right? And again, like let's imagine the business that is doing good. It's growing, it's been growing for the last like 3 years. The revenue numbers are like fascinating and like everyone is happy, and then now a small business owner wants to sell it to one of those countless at the moment buyers of Amazon businesses, right? They meet up and he thinks that like his business is valued at three EBITDA, right? And that's all good and well, but throughout all of those 3 years, What they didn't do is they didn't allocate the cost of goods sold properly. And that is like, we've done a good webinar, like you can look at our blog, there is a recording of this webinar with Thrasio, like one of the largest Amazon business buyer. And they say that that's like, that's one of the things that they see more and more, right? So the business thinks that that they are doing that much of profit, but where you if you allocate all the costs correctly, all of a sudden you see that yes, your business still cost still valued at like 3 EBITDA, but your EBITDA like twice less than you imagine it to be. So how to kind of rectify the situation beforehand? Make sure that you from the get-go you have proper accounting and bookkeeping processes, right? And make sure that you allocate cost of goods sold correctly. Again, like that's one of the things where you probably need some education around like bookkeeping and accounting. Go and ask your accountants. They pretty sure know it, but just like make sure that they help you out in correct allocation and correct categorization of transaction, right? Because like another thing that we've noticed in the UK more and more that a lot of the small business owners do the bookkeeping themselves and they're using their accountant just to file the taxes, right? So that is probably one of the area where you want to go to your accountant and to ask for advice, like, hey, what is the proper way to allocate the cost of goods sold and other transactions to make sure that you are doing it correctly from the get-go. And there are no surprises down the line. This will also allow you to track properly the like profitability of all the products that you are selling in all the different countries and platforms, right? Because again, most of the business owners are thinking about growth of their business, growth of the revenue, right? And that's like what they're concentrating at. But without understanding if you are profitable in each of the sales channels, it's probably not the most efficient way to grow your business, right? Mm-hmm. If you are selling in the UK, in France, and in Germany, and like you are not allocating cost of goods sold correctly, and you don't know like how profitable are you in each of the channels, chances are then in some of the countries, the logistic costs are so high that you are not allocating correctly that you probably should not be selling there, right? And that you should allocate this like time and resources to the countries where you're profitable. But you wouldn't know that if you don't do proper kind of accounting and bookkeeping.
Yeah.
That was the second one, right? Yeah, second one. Third one, I say it every time, but like it still surprises a lot of entrepreneurs. But the share of those who are surprised is smaller and smaller. So that's good. That means that the financial education is in there. Once you've sorted out all the like accounting and bookkeeping processes, you understand like how much you're making in each of the countries, on each of the products. Think about very simple, but cash flow forecast, right? So this is one of the single most important thing that kill a lot of the businesses, right? The liquidity gap, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if you are growing quickly, the faster you're growing, and the higher the lead time from production to the sales, the more cash you'll need to finance this growth, right? If you don't calculate it and you just like go with the flow and grow, all of a sudden you realize that you have a lot of money in Amazon bond, mm-hmm. and you don't have any cash to pay your suppliers, right? So that's the third like most important process to think about and put in place. So make sure that you are using tools that allow you to kind of not spend like 8 hours a week doing financial admin. Make sure that you are allocating all the costs correctly and all the proper accounting practices are in place, and talk to your accountant, get an advice how to do it properly, or find somebody who can do it for yourself. And the third one, have a very simple, but still have a cash flow forecast. It will save you life many times.
Yeah, that was informative. To be honest, like the webinar that you have talked about in the second process, like if you share with us, Maybe we can share it with our listeners on the show notes, so maybe some of them are interested in like watching it. If you have the record of it, it will be interesting, maybe.
Definitely, we'll do that.
Yeah, sure. And also, I want to know a little bit about, like, do you think that like handling with accounting in like for e-commerce businesses is a bit more harder than the ones for the brick and mortar businesses? Like, is there any difference? For example, like, as you told before, like on Amazon, there are like countless of fees, and sometimes you just can't like know all of them. Even like you're selling it on a category, and then you don't know how much fee you have to pay for that, or like how different fees there are for that category and stuff. So like, what do you think about that?
I think that international financial standards are international financial standards, right? And they are not different, small corner shop, or be it Amazon store. But obviously, with all the like globalization that we have now and the ability to like sell the goods all over the globe, sitting at in your bedroom, that creates countless possibilities to grow your business, but obviously it creates the implications on how do you do accounting, how do you do bookkeeping, right? As you correctly pointed out, if you only take Amazon, you will also be surprised by the number of different fees that Amazon charges. And now, like they have different entities to charge different fees. Like some of them be charged by like Amazon Luxembourg, some of them be charged by Amazon Ireland, right? And go figure, like, do you need to pay VAT on that? Do you need to pay VAT in like what countries? What are the process, right? And all of those, like the more kind of pieces of the puzzle you are adding to your business, right now you start selling in Europe, right? Well, guess what? Europe changed the VAT rules in from the 1st of July, right? And now it's different compared to what has been before. If you are not on top of that, you will probably be faced with fines. You'll probably be faced with issues in growing your business. So in this sense, with all of those like possibilities that are open now for small business owners, yes, the accounting is a little bit more complicated. But then again, like since it's all kind of electronic, there is a good possibility to automate big part of it, right? And that's why we are in this space, because like we saw this opportunity that we can help out the e-commerce businesses. I'm pretty sure the similar logic was behind Evaguru, that we can actually, there are tools available that can help you out. Not sure if I answer your question.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure about that. And I also want to talk about because cash flow is very important. Of course, it's one of the most important things in business, isn't it? And do you think that businesses should protect their cash flow at all costs?
I wouldn't say that like protecting cash flow is something that should be like on top of your mind every day. But as I said, that obviously like cash is the, it's cliche, but the blood of the business, right? So like without cash, you can't do anything. And that's like definitely one of the things that you should be looking at, like while you are thinking about growth, while you are thinking about creating value to the customers. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's definitely should be on your mind when you are thinking about proper financial management.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. And like as my last question, actually, I wonder what's the role of accounting and like making good business decisions for e-commerce businesses in general? Like, what do you suggest for the e-commerce sellers?
If you think about big corporations, right? They all have a big financial treasury departments who are not only doing the compliance part of the job, right? Recording all the transactions, filing all the tax returns, etc. But also they are the source of truth for the business decisions, right? So they supply financial data that helps those companies to operate. Now, when we look at the small businesses, for some reason, this second part of the like financial management of the accounting is missing, right, from the picture. So if we would ask like our listeners, like who is using their accountant to help out with their day-to-day business decisions, the like you'll be surprised by the share of those who do. Mm-hmm. We think that there is a way to change it again, right? Since we already know your financial data, since we already know your sales transactions, your purchase transactions, we think that we can help out small businesses to use this data to make better decisions. We already talked about the profitability on different markets, right? So again, to reiterate there, if you will be just investing, and not looking at the profitability of your sales in each of the channels that you are using, mm-hmm. you may end up investing in the unprofitable channels, yeah. right? So at this point, what you want to do, you want to track properly how profitable are you in each of the channels, each of the product that you are selling, right? And in order to do that, you obviously, like circling back to my advice about around the accounting process, you gotta have in place proper accounting system that can help you out with this information. So going back to your question, yes, I do believe that like accounting data can be used by small business owners to inform their day-to-day business decisions, to show them insights how to effectively grow their businesses.
Yeah, perfect. Like, well, that was an interesting and also very informative conversation for me, and I hope so for the listeners. And thank you, Alexey, for joining us today here. And thank you again for your time, and hope to see you in the other podcasting series in future.
My pleasure, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, thank you.